All right, team, listen up. If you're an elite athlete right now adopting a chronic ketogenic diet under the guise of nutrition periodization, I need you to hear this clearly. You're fundamentally misunderstanding sports nutrition, and quite frankly, you're actively sabotaging your own performance. We see this trend all the time, but the data doesn't lie. While it's true that low-carbohydrate, high-fat diets will rapidly enhance your fat oxidation, let me be absolutely clear. Those metabolic shifts do not translate to faster race times or improved competitive outcomes. Instead, what you're actually doing is introducing significant physiological trade-offs that directly impair your high-intensity performance and tank your exercise economy. The primary argument against chronic keto for endurance athletes really comes down to three critical flaws: rapid adaptation plateaus, increased oxygen demand, and an irreversible impairment of carbohydrate metabolism. Let's look at the numbers. Research shows that fat oxidation rates will absolutely skyrocket within just 5 to 10 days of starting a ketogenic diet, increasing anywhere from 37 to 500% compared to high-carbohydrate diets. Peak fat oxidation reaches approximately 1.54 grams per minute, which is nearly double the rate of carb-fueled athletes. On paper, that sounds impressive, right? But here's the catch. These adaptations completely plateau after just 3 to 4 weeks. There are zero additional metabolic benefits from long-term adherence. And more importantly, burning fat is metabolically expensive. Your body requires significantly more oxygen to produce the exact same amount of energy from fat than it does from carbohydrate metabolism. When you're out there pushing race intensities above 70% of your maximal aerobic capacity, keto-adapted athletes face a 5 to 8% increase in oxygen cost. That directly reduces your exercise economy, elevates your heart rate, spikes your perceived exertion, and ultimately leads to slower race times. Controlled studies consistently show performance decrements of 4 to 6% in keto-adapted athletes, with some trials recording race times up to 190 seconds slower compared to high-carbohydrate counterparts. But the most damaging consequence of this keto adaptation is the body's impaired ability to utilize glycogen. Chronic carbohydrate restriction actually downregulates the specific enzymes your body requires for efficient carbohydrate oxidation. And here's the critical part. Even when you try to reintroduce carbohydrates right before competition, your body simply cannot fully restore normal metabolic function. Carbohydrate oxidation remains capped at 61 to 78% of baseline levels. That severely limits your power output during sprints, tactical surges, and high-intensity intervals. It's exactly why the popular train low, compete high hybrid strategy fails in practice. While short-term low-carbohydrate training sessions can stimulate mitochondrial adaptations, they typically reduce interval power output by 8% and increase fatigue. Furthermore, simply adding carbs back before a race does not reverse that metabolic downregulation. Any performance boost you might feel from pre-race carbohydrates stems from central nervous system stimulation, not from restored metabolic flexibility. Long-term studies reinforce these limitations completely. Comprehensive reviews of ketogenic interventions in athletes show zero statistically significant improvements in VO2 max, race times, or time to exhaustion. Plus, dropout rates in these keto studies frequently exceed 50%, with athletes reporting irritability, mood swings, and completely unsustainable dietary restrictions. Now, I'll admit some athletes report secondary benefits like reduced inflammation or improved digestion, but the consistent trade-off is always diminished anaerobic capacity and compromised training quality. So what's the alternative? True nutrition periodization is not about chronic macronutrient restriction. It is the strategic, phase-specific manipulation of carbohydrate availability to align perfectly with your training demands. Effective periodization involves acute, intermittent low-carbohydrate sessions. Think overnight fasted training or double workouts, embedded within a primarily high-carbohydrate framework. This approach stimulates those metabolic adaptations without sacrificing your high-intensity capacity or recovery. Remember, your nutrition should always support the training load, not dictate it. During peak training weeks, competition phases, and recovery periods, carbohydrate availability must be prioritized to maintain power output and prevent injury. And for those of you with weight loss goals, listen closely. Strategic caloric deficits combined with increased protein intake of 1.6 to 2.4 grams per kilogram of body mass, alongside slow weight loss rates of approximately 0.5% of body mass per week, will preserve lean tissue and performance far better than chronic keto restriction ever could. So, let's lock in the critical takeaways for both athletes and coaches. First, metabolic adaptation does not equal performance improvement. Enhanced fat burning comes at the direct cost of oxygen efficiency and high-intensity power. Second, keto adaptation impairs glycogen utilization in a way that carbohydrate reintroduction cannot fully reverse, making hybrid train low, compete high models ineffective for competitive racing. Third, nutrition periodization must be dynamic and event-specific. You need to audit the critical power demands of your sport and fuel accordingly. Use carbohydrates as your primary fuel for high-intensity efforts, and only utilize strategic deficits when they're aligned with lower training loads or specific body composition goals. Ultimately, chasing fat adaptation through chronic carbohydrate restriction is a costly mistake. Smart, purposeful fueling that matches your nutritional intake to your training phases remains the most reliable path to peak athletic performance. Train smart, fuel right, and see you on the course.